You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. The jackfruit is a large tree-borne fruit that has been cultivated in Southeast Asia for centuries. However, in the past few years, it's caught on in Western markets. The fruit's texture and ability to take on any flavor has made it a hit with vegetarians. Upton's Naturals is a food outlet based in Chicago. They sell jackfruit in a variety of recipes and flavors, from barbecue to Thai curry. Nicole Sopko is the vice president at Upton's Naturals. We talked about the jackfruit, vegetarian markets, and much more.
All right, so to start off, just broadly speaking, what is the jackfruit?
Jackfruit is a fruit native to Southeast Asia. It is the largest tree-borne fruit in the world, so they can get up to and even over 100 pounds. They grow, if you see a picture of them or if you see them in person, they grow kind of all over the tree. So they'll grow off the trunk, they'll grow off the branches. They can be consumed in a couple different stages. So they can be consumed when they're ripe. And the ripe jackfruit, the flavor is, I guess, sort of similar to like a mango pineapple. And they can also be consumed in earlier stages of maturity, which is what we use. We use an unripe, unsweet jackfruit primarily for texture, as the texture is somewhat reminiscent of like a shredded poultry or like a pulled pork.
So does it grow year-round in Southeast Asia?
It does. It has a couple of peak seasons, but it does grow year-round, and it is native to Southeast Asia.
I see. Okay. And then it seems like, just based on my research, it's sort of, I don't know if it's just a new trend or if jackfruit has been around for a while and it's sort of gained this new popularity recently. How was it sort of introduced to like the U.S. market?
So jackfruit's been consumed in a variety of different ways in different Southeast Asian countries for, you know, hundreds or thousands of years. So we first had jackfruit as a sort of meat alternative or in a savory application at a Nepalese restaurant that was serving it in kind of a curry. And we were really excited about it, but it wasn't widely available in the U.S. The only way that you could purchase the young fruit, the unripe fruit, was canned. And the canned variety was often either contained preservatives or a really high sodium brine. And also there's some environmental impact of importing the additional liquid, the additional water that was added to the can from Southeast Asia. So we sought to find something that was a little more environmentally friendly and maybe a little more friendly in terms of the ingredients for the end consumer.
Is that when sort of the idea for these recipes started to get crafted? Because that's sort of the relationship that Upton Naturals has, is having these recipes they can construct with it. Is that when that idea sort of started to form?
Yeah, we sort of had an idea that people were using that canned variety as like a shredded meat substitute in the U.S. already. But those cans actually require some kind of extensive cooking, because jackfruit is an unripe fruit. It needs to be cooked in order to be properly digested. So the cooking process could be an hour or more. We sought to make something that was maybe a little bit more ready to go, and also to include, you know, the flavored varieties, you know, ready to eat in a shorter amount of time, maybe doesn't require quite as much preparation.
Right. And then recently, I found out about the jackfruit from social media, really. It seemed to go viral. I've seen videos based around these different recipes. What can you tell me about the sort of commercial value and appeal recently with expanding sort of vegan markets and obviously the health qualities? Do you see an increase in that? And do you see like an uptick in interest in jackfruit?
Yeah, it's really amazing. A few years ago, we launched the first seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit product available in the U.S. or Europe. We started with two flavors, so that was our barbecue and our chili lime flavors of jackfruit. So we were the first company to do a prepackaged jackfruit seasoned. But prior to that, the only available option was the can, like after that time, we started seeing the popularity of jackfruit growing. There's still a, kind of a lot of misinformation about jackfruit, because the other thing that started happening is that more and more stores in their produce sections are carrying, you know, whole ripe jackfruit. And I can't tell you how many text messages I got from people that I am either friends with or only know very casually saying, I bought a jackfruit. Now how do I make it into barbecue? And it's like, well, you don't. It's like the same thing as taking like a pineapple and cooking it and putting barbecue sauce on it. You know, it's not exactly the same thing. I don't really recommend it.
So that's you mentioned sort of the pre-ripened jackfruit is where you would be able to use it as a meat substitute, right? That's sort of the difference in that if you're getting the huge ripe fruit, that wouldn't necessarily be the same.
Yeah, the ripe fruit is much different. We harvest our jackfruit at a much earlier stage of maturity. It's actually a stage of maturity that you're probably not going to find fresh at the grocery store in the United States, because the fruit oxidizes very quickly. So it's not really good for import. But we're harvesting at a different stage than what you're finding in the U.S. So what you're finding fresh in the grocery store in the U.S. is going to be fruit that's good for, you know, eating fresh, using more as a sweet fruit and less in a savory application.
I see. And what can you tell me about sort of the health qualities of the jackfruit? I'm reading a quote here, and this, correct me if this isn't correct, but it says it contains no saturated fat or cholesterol. It's light on sodium, low in calories. So tell me about like the health aspect of it, or what jackfruit offers.
Yeah. So jackfruit, in and of itself, you know, it offers fiber, potassium. I think a lot of the benefit is in what it offers as an alternative to meat. So, you know, our jackfruit, even the seasoned varieties, don't contain any oil. So they contain either low or no fat. It doesn't contain any cholesterol. In terms of the health benefits, if you're talking about using jackfruit as an alternative to meat, a lot of the benefits are in what you're not getting that you maybe would be getting with an animal product.
And then with sort of vegetarianism, veganism, are you seeing a shift towards more people are embracing the jackfruit? It's becoming more popular. Like how is the market looking sort of going forward?
The nice thing in terms of sustainable food movement is that most of the farmers that we're working with in Thailand are growing jackfruit for sale as a ripe fruit. And there could be hundreds and hundreds of fruits on a single tree. And the goal, of course, is to get them pretty big so that, you know, they're selling them by the pound for sale or by the kilo. So what happens at a certain point in the farming process is that the crop is culled to make more room on the tree for the fruit to grow bigger. So that would happen regardless of whether we were buying fruit from them or not. But what happens now is that our farmers, where they would previously be culling their crop and then basically throwing that culled crop away, they're culling at a very specific point. So so what they would previously be throwing away is what we're taking, packaging, seasoning, and offering for sale.
I see. And then tell me a little bit about that. How much does like just the fully ripened jackfruit cost, and how much does one of your alternatives cost?
So in the U.S., fresh jackfruit is going to be probably about $1.99 a pound.
How big is your typical jackfruit?
Yeah, so I would say minimum is maybe what you can find at the store is maybe 16 pounds up to 40 pounds. So it's actually a pretty expensive endeavor to purchase a jackfruit.
So what about the alternatives that Upton's Natural sells?
So our products are offered for $4.99 is the average price for a package. And all of that is usable. So with the ripe fruit, you're going to have the rind. You have sort of a pith part that's inedible. You have the seeds, which are edible, but they need to be cooked and peeled before they can be eaten. So, you know, even if you're talking about $1.99 a pound, that's not all edible or not all usable. So what we sell in the package is all just ready to go. Everything's edible in there.
And what's in these packages are sort of things you can use in a variety of recipes?
Yeah, so we offer an unseasoned young jackfruit, which is just jackfruit, no salt, no preservatives, literally just the young fruit. And then we also offer five other pre-season varieties. So, for example, the barbecue variety, you know, you can heat that up and you can use it as a sandwich. You can use it on tacos. You can eat it over rice or with noodles or on pizza. You know, for those people who prefer to add their own seasonings or their own sauces, we have the unseasoned variety. And then for those who, you know, prefer something that's a little more ready to go, we have the five pre-seasoned options.
What do you think of the jackfruit? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a project of the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation and the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.